Tokyo Electric Power says the possibility of an explosion is low, but the work is necessary because of the risk that rising levels of hydrogen inside the containment vessel could cause a blast that would release deadly radiation. Hydrogen explosions have already blown the roofs off reactor buildings 1 and 3. An explosion inside the containment vessel, the protective concrete shell that surrounds the reactor pressure vessel, would be serious and likely release more radioactive debris into the air and environment. Tokyo Electric also plans to pump nitrogen into reactors 2 and 3, but started with reactor 1 because it appears to have the most damage. Meanwhile, levels of radioactive iodine-131 in seawater around the plant have sharply dropped after a crack that was leaking highly toxic water was plugged Wednesday. Measurements showed levels 140,000 times the legal limit, high but much lower than the 7.5 million times the limit measured in the past week. The levels of radiation in towns and villages around the plant continue to be of concern to residents, and Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano says government advice for them may be reviewed. Edano says the government will consider the effects of long-term exposure to radiation on residents in the 20 to 30 kilometer zone around the Fukushima plant. At present, residents are advised to stay indoors as much as possible, but in some cases it might ask residents to evacuate. Martin Williams, VOA News, Tokyo.